Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Chrissy Lamb, how are you?
I'm great, how are you, Ben?
Mighty, mighty fine. Every time I see you and every time I meet you and see one of your shows, there's just so much energy, which is just really, really exciting and great to watch. And I think a lot of that energy you've actually thrown into your EP as well, which I also enjoy. Can you tell me a bit about the whole EP process for you?
Well, the EP came around in a bit of a different way. I've had a great start to my career, and I've been a part of a lot of programs such as Camerata and the college as well, and also the Talent Development Project, which, if people don't know and they're not in country, it's a any genre program, and it's at the Entertainment Centre in Sydney, and it's very selective, and only 7 graduated my year back in 2010. But it was actually through them that I got in touch with a program called Jump, and that's actually a national mentoring program, and it's not just for music, it's for any form of creative art. So you could have been a sculptor, could have been a photographer, a jewelry maker, anything really. I was approached by them and I thought of a mentor I'd like to work with, and obviously Gina's had one of the best careers in Australian country, and so I took a stab at it and see if she was interested. And she loved the idea. She loved giving back to young kids, obviously with the Apprentice Project as well.
Yeah.
And it just went
also helps she's an awesome chick as well.
She is. She's beautiful inside and out. And from there I got to work with Rod, obviously, and I wrote a song with him on the EP, wrote one with Gina, and a couple of others with Jane Jasper Colley. So the EP was really a tight selective progress for me, because I only wanted a couple of songs on there. I wanted it to be an introduction as to who I am. So I had the traditional country that I love with the song I wrote with Gina Jeffries. The emotional ballad I wrote with Rod McCormack, and then I've got a couple of country rock numbers and a country blues number, so it was really just a showcase of me, and I do love a lot of country rock, and that's what I like to put across in my shows, and I love energy, and I love the energy from the audience that you get back.
Tell me what it was like writing with Mr. Jay Colley, because he's a hilarious man.
Honestly, if someone walked in on our songwriting sessions, they'd be so shocked, because we just have the biggest laugh the whole time. I mean, he always pulls out an Arnie voice. Have you ever heard him do the Arnie voice? Yeah, that always comes out every single songwriting session. No matter if we're writing a nice ballad or anything, it'll always come out. So we always have a good laugh. And I think that's why I get along with them so well. Yeah, We've written about 7 songs together. And it's just because we're really open and we've got to know each other. And there's no holding back or anything, obviously.
I don't think you could with Jay, you know? He's just such one of those... he's so much fun, but he's also just an absolute gentleman as well.
Yeah, and a genius at that, too.
true. So, you know, you're writing with some great people, so that's some great experiences there. You're also going over to Nashville for the first time, which I'm very interested in, because I haven't been there.
Really? I'm surprised.
Me too.
Oh, there you go. You're gonna
Someone should buy me a ticket. No.
I've got a couple of songwriting sessions lined up over there with Matt Scullion, who's one of Australia's best, and also Jerry Sally, who's absolutely amazing. And
I'm a massive fan of Jerry Sally, and he's also a really, really good producer as well, and just such an amazing fellow.
Yeah, no, he's lovely. I've shown him my video clip and sent him some of my songs off my EP, and he just loved what I had, and he's just like, definitely, I'm definitely on board, and he's actually giving me 2 dates, so...
Wow.
I'm excited, yeah.
You're over there doing some writing stuff. Last time I was talking to Jasmine Ray, she said she should have had more time for shopping, because the range of boots over there is absolutely astounding from what I hear.
Yeah, me too. I'm definitely excited to get a pair of boots, and it is my birthday over there, and I'll be turning 20, so I can't do all the performances for the Tompkins showcases. I'll be doing some of them in the downtown Sheraton, but I can't do the late night honky tonks, unfortunately.
Damn, that's where all the fun stuff happens.
I know. Oh, well.
So, that means you can't drink either, because isn't it 21 over there?
It is 21. You're officially an adult at 21, so I'm not an adult. I'm still a kid.
Story of our lives. No matter how hard we try, we Well, that was part one of my two-part chat with Christy Lamb. And if you'd like to join us in part two next week, we'll be highlighting her fantastic single, Mr. Wrong. Well, for all that and so much more, join us next week on My Real Country. We'll see you then.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Okay, so in today's App of the Week, sponsored by Appster, we're on the phone with James Patel from Appster. So what's the iPhone app our listeners should check out this week?
Yeah, this week it's an app called Apps Gone Free. Basically, once a day it lists a whole bunch of, you know, high-quality paid apps that are gone free for the day. So, you know, it's a great little way to save a bit of money and download some really awesome apps. I've got a few fantastic ones, so check it out.
And just as a side note, how does someone with their own app idea go about making it at Appster?
Well, the key thing is you need to have a really great idea. Apple have paid out, I think it's nearly, well, it's actually over $4 billion to developers so far. So, you know, the right idea could be worth a lot of money. For a confidential chat with one of our experts, you can call Appster toll-free on 1-800-709-291. That's 1-800-709-291.
Thanks, James.
No worries.